Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you so much that we get to enjoy you. Lord, that you are a God of great joy. You bring us unbelievable joy. Father, no matter what's happening in our lives, no matter what's happening around the world, we can have joy in you. And that is such good news, Lord. We are so thankful. Lord, we just pray right now as we look at your word, Lord, that it would touch us, that your word would move us to not only listen and contemplate things in our lives, but Lord, that we would go home and make changes, that we would desire and act upon becoming more like you. Lord, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you have great grace for us when we blow it. Lord, may we have grace for each other. May we follow your lead in that. So, Father, just thank you for this wonderful, wonderful church family. What a blessing they are, Lord. Just what a joy to our family and to all the families here, Lord. It's just such a joy to be together. We just ask that you would bless us this morning. Bless us as we get together on Tuesday for Christmas. Lord, just bless all the people, Lord. And I just ask that we would enjoy you this holiday and have our eyes focused on you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let me ask you this. We've heard in story, we've heard about wise men coming. Okay, and we're going to read from Matthew 2 here, verses 1 and 2. It says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. By the way, King Herod, not a nice guy. He was known for killing even family members because he was worried about them getting to the throne. And he did a lot of awful things. And let's keep going. About that time, some wise men came from the east lands, arriving in Jerusalem, asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. So I want to ask the question as we get started here, why are the wise men wise? I mean, we hear about these wise men. Now, also, one thing that you might think is we sing in songs three wise men. It was not three wise men. It was three gifts that were brought by a whole caravan of wise men. And so we got the three guys. We came up with the three wise men from the three gifts. But really, it was this caravan that came in. And have you ever seen a caravan come into a small town? Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows something's up. And it's just, it stirs the city. And when they came in, it says, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. What makes wise men wise? The wise men were wise because they were seekers and not spectators. They were wise men because they didn't just kind of sit on the sidelines and say, oh, what's that over in the east? That's an unusual star. Wow, I wonder what that's all about. Well, okay, let's play more Sudoku here and let's go. Okay, no, they actually were seekers of truth, and they weren't just kind of looking at it from the sidelines, but they got involved and they were seeking what is the truth. They'd been studying the stars, and something had happened here because as they were studying the stars, what did they see? They see this star that doesn't fit, that's unusual, that tells them something's up. And what do? They follow it. They got up and they sought the truth. I want to encourage you guys, if you have been kind of doing the religious thing and kind of going through the motions and maybe come to church every little bit, or maybe you come to church every Sunday, but you haven't made a decision to follow Jesus yourself, I want to encourage you. Get up. See, they're going to go follow Jesus right now. Perfect example. Thank you. Get up and figure out, find out for yourself. Ask questions. See, the wise men and women, they're still wise men and women today. And those people are the ones who are seeking Jesus. And I want to encourage us to be wise. Are you seeking Jesus? Spectators say, you know what? I want truth, but I really don't want to put any effort You know, this is kind of what I believe, and this is kind of what I think, and so I'm going to go with this. Or, you know, I like to think of God as kind of like this or kind of like that. And spectators make God into their own image. They try and put God into a box that they can tailor make that's comfortable and easy. Often you'll hear people say, oh, you know, it really helps for me to think of God kind of like this. Or I think that. But the truth is, guys, it doesn't matter what we think, does it?
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what I think. What matters is the truth. And so when we are seeking, I want to encourage you, don't just seek a truth. Because if 2 plus 2 equals 4, then 2 plus 2 can't equal 7. It can't equal 12. 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that's the truth. And when you put 2 plus 2 equals 4 on the test, what do you get? Correct. Because it's the truth. We want to be seekers of the truth. The wise men were wise not only because they were seekers and not spectators. They were wise because they were after the actual truth. If you want to be wise, do what the wise men did. They sought truth. And I love how it says, where is the newborn king of the Jews? How did they know to ask that question, guys? Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw a star. Why do they see a star and ask that question? It's because they were in the scriptures. They knew the scriptures. And Numbers 24:17 says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob. They knew what questions to ask. Why? Because not only were they seeking the stars, and these were not Christian men, wise men. These were guys that were really learned, but they were trying to find out truth. And they would go, they're kind of like we think of scientists today. Scientists are supposed to be able to and be willing to go wherever the truth leads. And so anything is open to us. But we're going to seek what the truth is. And that's what they were doing. They were seekers of truth. They needed to know. And they got off their rear ends and they decided, I'm going to find out what the truth really is. Yeah. The only way they could have known what the truth was if they had studied and looked at the scriptures. And that's why they knew where to look. Revelation 22:16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root of the descendant of David, the bright morning star. Guys, Jesus is saying over and over, he's saying, I am the one. I am Emmanuel, God with us. I am the Savior of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Guys, we have good news. What are you looking for? Let me ask you this question. Where are you looking? Because if you look, the world says, you know what? We've got all kinds of things to give you meaning. And if you search out in the world different things, and if you try and find purpose in relationships, guess what? You're going to be disappointed. Julie and I have been married 20 years. I love my wife dearly, but guess what? I blow it as a husband over and over and over. Don't smile too big there, honey, okay? If the nods are too big, you're going to give me away. Guys, if we try and find our meaning in something besides Jesus Christ himself, we will come up empty. We will come up disappointed. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Where do you stand with Jesus this morning? Where are you looking for truth? You know, a lot of us are going to be, over the next couple days, spending time with family members. and we're going to go back and we're going to be hanging out with the family. And for a lot of us, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And for a lot of us, it's a wonderful thing and a challenging thing. Because anytime you go back with family, there's always the challenge of the old relationships, of a lot of feelings from the past. Last night, we got together with my dad and his wife and my brothers and all their kids. And we had a really nice time. It was really, really good. And, you know, you never know going in what you're going to get. But we had such a great time, and it was so neat to see family being together. And even in challenging dynamics of families, we had a wonderful, wonderful time. As we were getting ready for the meal, we did something similar that we did at Thanksgiving, which was we held hands around the table, but my father's not a believer. And so we just kind of sat there, and you're just kind of shaking hands, and you're like, this is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. You know, we can pray to a God who knows us. I want to encourage you, where do you stand with Jesus? Seek him, because the Bible says if you seek him, if you truly seek him, you'll find him. God has revealed himself not only in creation, but he's revealed himself more specifically in his word. And if you want to know what God looks like, look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Not only was Jesus born humbly, he came and there was no room. He came poor. He came in a way that it was very easy for people to pass him by. He didn't come in such a way that, you know, the clouds opened up and all the world looked up no matter where they were, and down came this baby. Woo! Where everybody's going to have the answer given to them rather than coming by faith. You see, we have a God who doesn't force us to not only believe in him, but to follow him. We have a God who says, I am real. I've given you creation. I've given you my word. I've shown you who I am. But he doesn't force us to believe in him. He offers himself and he says, how do you respond? And I want to encourage every single person here, seek Jesus. Seek him out. Don't seek him out just religiously. Don't look at just kind of a nice story and it's a nice Christmas tale and it's nice to have kind of these ways of doing things during the Christmas. It's so much more. It's truth, guys. Because if it's not truth, guess what? It's an awful lie. Yeah. But it's not an awful lie because it's truth. And that means that truth can change us, not from the outside in, but from the inside out. That means that regardless of what you're going through in life, God knows it, and he's promised, I will walk with you in this. No matter what's happening, I will walk with you. What makes the wise men wise? They were willing to seek God in truth. They were willing to follow him. They were willing to go. And the last one was they were willing to respond appropriately. Matthew 2, verses 11 and 12 say this. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. And what was their response? And they fell down and worshiped him. These are kings and wise men. These are learned men. These are guys that have the answers that other people come to from all over the land. And they come to these wise men and say, you have the answers. And they're saying, no, we don't have the answers. But we know that there's truth out there. And when they come and they see truth, their response is to humble. I love how it says is they fell down. They come down before God humbly. That really hurt my knee. Ow. Ah, the joys of getting older. You know, Ed, because they were willing to humble themselves and they fell down before God. Guys, they fell down and they worshiped him.
Then opening their treasures, they offered gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod the king, the one who was trying to find Jesus so he could kill him, they departed to their own country by another way. So what is it that they do? They humbly bow down and worship him, and then they bring out their gifts. What they have, it's for Christ. Guys, when you come to Jesus in faith, he gives you spiritual gifts to be used. We got to hear from kids and adults. We got to hear singing and all kinds of fun stuff. People using their gifts to worship God. What a blessing it's been, hasn't it? Isn't it wonderful seeing the kids, especially? And seeing them, there's something special about the voice of a child. And when a voice of a child sings truth, it touches the soul. It touches the soul. Then opening their treasures, they offered gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh, being warned in a dream. They didn't go back to Herod. They didn't go back and say, ah. They did what was right, even though it might cost them. Guys, if you follow Jesus, I promise you one thing. It won't be easy. It won't. And if anybody's told you that, I'm sorry. It's not the truth. It won't be easy to follow Jesus. It's so much easier in many ways to just do what you want when you want. I feel like this, so I'm going to do it. But what's the cost? When I want to do something and I do it with no regard to anyone, now the people around me suffer because I'm selfish and I'm doing what I want when I want. I'm being my own God. And so I have my own truth and I do my things my way. And you know what? Sorry for you. But Jesus has a better way. When we follow him, when we follow Jesus, he gives us a different way to act. It's not important what I want. It now, not only is it not important, it's empty. And when I live for me, I can have a fleeting moment of fun, and then I hit that wall. And it all comes crashing down one more time. God knows your heart. And he says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Seek him. This Christmas, be like the wise men. Seek truth. Wherever that is, be willing to say, if this is true, I'm willing to look at it to see if it really is true. Pray to God. God, if you are real, reveal yourself to me this Christmas. Not just to my mind, but to my soul, to me. I want to know if this is real. I want to know if these are just nice stories or if this is the meaning of life, if this is the purpose to my life. I want to encourage you, be wise this holiday season. Be wise. Be like the wise men this Christmas. Seek truth. Be willing to do and go wherever it leads you. And be willing to respond appropriately. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just are so grateful that you are a good God. Lord, that you know us, that you see all the junk, all the weaknesses, all the areas where we blow it, where we come up short, and you love us anyway. And we don't have to be perfect before we can come into your presence. We can come as we are because of what you have done. Father, we are so grateful that we celebrate your birth today and that your birth leads to Easter, which is where we celebrate your death, burial, and resurrection and ascension. Lord, that it doesn't just stop with the story of your birth, but you were born. You lived a perfect life without sin. You died on the cross for our sins. You rose again. You went up and you've prepared a place for us. Father, you don't force us to receive you, but you offer yourself freely. And you give us the choice to follow you for eternity. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would touch hearts here. And if there are people who don't know you yet in this room or in the other churches that are sharing your word this morning, Lord, that this would be a day of salvation. that this would be a day of salvation, of people saying, I want to follow myself, my own truth, my own ideas. I want to seek the truth. There's only one right answer. Everything can't be right in saying opposite things. What's your truth, God? I choose you. Lord, I thank you that you know our hearts. You know where we stand. Father, I ask if there's people here who want to make that decision, that they would find myself, one of the elders, somebody sitting next to them after the service, and they would say, I want to follow Jesus. How do I do that? Or that they would decide today is a day of seeking truth and finding it in you. Lord, thank you that you know us, that you love us. Thank you that you've blessed us and make us a blessing to the people around us. Lord, I pray for all the family time coming up and people getting together, Lord. I pray for those who don't have family in the area, Lord. I pray that we would be looking after each other, that we would be asking questions and finding out, you know, where are you at? Come join us for this Christmas. Lord, that we wouldn't have people being off by themselves, but we would be the family of God here in this family. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you that we're precious to you. And Lord, I pray that we would be willing to open up the gift and see what it is and put it into practice and use it and enjoy it and enjoy you this Christmas. Lord, may we glorify you by enjoying you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.